Welcome to the FRSNU podcast with Reverend Rebecca. We're glad you're here. This week, Reverend Rebecca speaks on the topic of listening. How listening is essential to connection. How listening to others is often how we listen to ourselves. How listening is love in action. Her sermon is titled, Finding Our Home, Listening. Have a listen.
Here we are with a service all about listening, and there's so much going on. The paradox is clear, I know. You may be saying to yourself, here we are to listen, Reverend Rebecca, but there's so much to listen to. So many things worthy of our attention. I'm still thinking about Kristen's description of the mindfulness bell, or this guided meditation from Joanna Macy's, Kate's journey of faith, Stella's powerful testimony. How do I listen when my mind and my heart is so full? It sounds a lot like life, doesn't it? Learning what and who to listen to, when to listen, and how long to listen, these are difficult decisions that we face daily, perhaps even hourly. And that doesn't even get to the question of how to listen. Listening is a big topic, much more complex than it may appear at first glance. Listening is essential to connection. And it is critical to the journey of our lives, personally and together. Listening is a pathway home. Home, as I use it in this moment, home when we feel safe, known, and accepted. When we feel at home, we are then willing to be challenged. To learn and to change. James Baldwin wrote, perhaps home is not a place, but simply an irrevocable condition. Far and away, the most common question that I am asked by congregants and visitors here is, how do I connect? It's a big congregation and only growing larger. How do I get to know people? There's so much going on here. How do I learn where to get involved? Or, there's so much going on here. How do we get people to know what we are doing? However it's asked, people are longing for connection. Yes. We are a large congregation with nearly 460 members and growing. There is a lot going on. It can be overwhelming to know how to get involved and challenging to let people know about your activities. All true. And I have to wonder, is it any different here than in the rest of our lives? Is it any different here than it is in the rest of the world? Or, as James Luther Adams says, is church where we get to practice being human? I'm not saying there aren't things we can do better. There are. There are many things we can do better, and we will do them better together. Still, I ask, don't we all want to know how to connect with ourselves and other people? Better? Haven't we all at times wondered if we belong? Or who is listening to us? Don't we all want to feel at home? Even with more ways to connect than ever before, social media, texting, video conferencing, etc., loneliness and isolation are endemic in the United States. Technology and the pace of life isn't all that is failing us. Where we can put our attention and what we have control over is what is failing us in regard to how we are listening to ourselves and others, or not listening. Margaret Wheatley says, listening moves us closer. It helps us to become more whole, more healthy, more holy. And not listening creates fragmentation. And fragmentation is the root of all suffering. I just want to say that again. Fragmentation is the root of all suffering. Before I go further, I do want to distinguish between a person's hearing and listening. Hearing corresponds to a person's ability to hear sound, tones, voices. Listening is entirely different. Listening is the ability to be present, attentive, and connected to another person and to ourselves. Some of the best listeners I know in my own life have hearing aids or are even deaf. My father, it's hard for me to say his name without tearing up. My father is one of the best listeners I know. He was born deaf in one ear completely, and now in his 80s, he is more or less completely deaf. And yet, if I want to be heard, I write or talk to my dad. Today's sermon is about listening to ourselves and, as I've said, to those with whom we are in relationship, family, friends, co-workers, people in this congregation. And again, I want to lift up that there's another, I almost said bigger, let me just say another question about listening, which is how do we listen to people who have different opinions than we do? And that's a very important question and is another sermon. And I promise that sermon will come. I'm deeply committed to that sermon. You just don't want to be here till one. So for these remaining minutes, we're going to explore how do we listen to ourselves and how do we listen to those people that we are in relationship with. And let me just put this out here. I'm going to cut to the chase and then back into it and say it again. If you take one thing away from this, I ask you to consider this. How we listen to others is how we listen to ourselves. How we listen to others is how we listen to ourselves, and vice versa. So if we're self-critical, we can be pretty sure we're going to be critical of other people. If we judge others when they're speaking, we can be certain that we're also judging ourselves a lot. If we become distracted when we're trying to listen to our children or partner, I'd ask, do you have trouble sitting quietly with yourself? Think about your own listening and where are you challenged? Is it hard to pay attention? Hard to make the time? Do you find that you're judging? Do you want to rush in and fix it? Is it hard to wait before you get your turn to speak? And then ask yourself, how am I treating myself that same way? If you have a hard time waiting, you so desperately want to get your opinion across, I wonder, are you able to sit with open-ended questions about your own self? Or do you have to know right now? For the longest time, my biggest challenge is that it was hard for me not to suggest solutions when people were talking to me. I wanted to fix, yes, but it was actually particular. I wanted to offer ideas. I wanted to offer solutions. I wanted to feel that I could give them an idea. It was life-changing when I realized that my tendency to offer solutions to others was actually an exact reflection of how I thought of myself. a person in need of fixing. So I spent unbelievable amounts of time, money, energy, my family's energy, figuring out how to fix myself. Is it any surprise I couldn't sit with another person without wanting to fix? As I've learned to hold my own humanity in its brokenness and brilliance, I'm better able to just witness and hear others' humanity and honor your brokenness and brilliance. No need to fix. Terry Tempest Williams says, can we listen with our whole beings, not just our minds? Can we offer attention rather than our opinions? We have to be able to listen to ourselves to be good listeners with others, which means we have to take the time to listen to ourselves. However, it's more than taking time. We also need to develop the ability to access what's called the neutral mind, which is a mindset free of judging, planning, imagining, or at least less filled with judging, planning, and imagining. Thich Nhat Hanh says, we are all tuned to an interior radio station called Radio NST, Nonstop Thinking. He writes in his book, Silence, most of the time our head is so full of thoughts, we have no space to listen to ourselves or anyone else. Giving ourselves permission to listen to ourselves, turning to this neutral mind, means we need to learn our bodies are safe to inhabit. Our feelings, old and new, as they flow through us, will give us life and energy. And as we learn to listen to ourselves, we then find we can listen to others better, that we're more present to them without feeling this need to respond or judge or fix. And there are many ways to practice being connected and listening here at FRS. I just want to touch upon a few of them briefly. Perhaps the most immediate or clear is our chalice circles. These are small groups that meet every 2 weeks over the course of the church here at a set time, each group having a facilitator. All the groups focus on the same questions and the same topics each month, usually connected to what we're talking about in worship. They're safe spaces where you get to listen deeply, getting to know yourself and the people you're with on a much deeper level. I just want to share a couple quotes from folks who did this last year. It is deeply meaningful to connect and know others in this way, said one. I loved getting to know more people at church and being stimulated to think more deeply about these topics. I have a sense of belonging because of this group. And I love this one. It's not often you get to express your feelings and actually have people listen, really listen. I do hope you'll consider joining a circle. You can do so next door after the service. The other thing that I wanted to lift up before I share a few last thoughts is what we call the Willing to Connect program. We started this last spring. It'll come out this Wednesday's newsletter, Steeple. There's just a very brief survey of like 6 questions. Fill those out, and then Nicole and I take those and we connect people who either we know don't know each other or who have differences of experience. We'll send you a note and then you take it from there. We've heard fabulous stories of new friendships and connections coming out of this exercise. We also listen with our actions here. For example, this week, we're going to be making one of our pews in the entryway of the sanctuary handicap accessible. This will allow our parishioners and visitors in wheelchairs to worship with us, among us, not off to the side. That kind of listening is perhaps some of the most important listening we can do. Listening to Stella, hearing her share from the pulpit, is essential listening. Of course, our mission and vision work this year, I can't help but mention that, will be one of the most significant ways that you'll all be invited to listen, to share your own dreams, your own hopes, so we can create together that vision for our future. So listening is about creating genuine connections, yes. However, ultimately, listening is about love in action, keeping each other company as we find our way home. Maya Angelou said, "The ache for home lives in us all. The safe place where we can go as we are. May we all be brave and daring enough to listen to ourselves and those we care about. And may we do this walking each other home." Thank you for listening. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this FRS in You podcast with Reverend Rebecca. To explore today's topic more deeply, consider the following questions. How do you listen to yourself? What is one sign that you are not listening to yourself? Which of the following pitfalls apply to your listening skills? Instead of listening, I judge, fix, problem solve, interrupt, prepare my response, get distracted, or multitask. We'll be posting more FRS in You podcasts with Reverend Rebecca on our website, frsuu.org, and on our Facebook page. We'd love to see you in person at our services every Sunday morning at 10:30 at the First Religious Society Unitarian Universalist, located at 26 Pleasant Street in Newburyport. Or you can reach out to me, Nicole Salemi, Director of Community Engagement. Email me at nicole.salemi, that's Salem with an I, S-A-L-E-M-I, at frsuu.org. It has been good to be together.